就讲到了先知以利沙他的侍奉和他的生命。
And the story we just read described the time when Elijah passed on his ministry to Elisha.
刚才我们读到的这些经节就讲到以利亚如何把他的这个侍奉传承给了以利沙。
The ministry of Elijah ended at the Jordan.
以利亚的侍奉结束于约旦河。
And the ministry of Elisha began at Jordan.
以利沙的服事也开始于约旦河。
From that point on, the life of Elisha was the manifestation of the power of resurrection.
那从那一刻开始，以利沙他的生命就是复活大能的一个彰显。
We can say that the life of Elisha was rooted in the Jordan.
我们也可以说以利沙的生命是扎根于约旦河。
Without the Jordan, there won't be Elisha.
若没有约旦河的话，也不会有以利沙。
Right after he passed the river of Jordan, then he came to Jericho.
那当他经过约旦河之后，他就来到耶利哥城。
Both the Jordan and Jericho have significant spiritual meanings in Christian life.
那约旦河和耶利哥城在基督徒的生活当中都有很重要的属灵意义。
The Jordan opens a way to the fullness of Christ.
约旦河就为我们打开了一条路，让我们能够进入到耶稣基督的丰满的生命。
And Jericho is the biggest stumbling block to attain the fullness of Christ.
然而耶利哥就是在我们得着基督丰满生命那条路上的这个绊脚石。
The Jordan and Jericho are two opposing forces against each other.
所以约旦河和耶利哥城他们两个是对立的两股力量。
Jericho was the primary tool of the devil against Christians.
那耶利哥就是魔鬼手中主要来针对基督徒的一个工具。
It was crucial for every one of us to understand the meaning of the Jordan and the meaning of Jericho.
所以我们都要来认识这个耶利哥和约旦河他们有怎样的属灵的意义。
So this morning, we will cover this message in this way.
所以早上我们就要来这样的分享。
First, we will discuss the spiritual meaning of the Jordan, which is the power of his resurrection.
首先我们要来看约旦河有怎样属灵的意义，就是它就是复活的大能。
And we will cover the meaning of Jericho, which is the flesh.
然后我们要来分享耶利哥城有怎样属灵的意义，讲到的就是肉体。
The flesh is the biggest stumbling block to reach the fullness of Christ.
那肉体是我们得着基督丰富的这个路上的最大的绊脚石。
Therefore, Elisha,After he crossed the Jordan, he came right at Jericho.
所以当以利沙他过了约旦河之后，立刻就来到了耶利哥城。
Then we will cover the overcoming the flesh through the power of his resurrection.
那最后我们要分享到如何借着复活的大能来胜过肉体。
So let's look at the first, the meaning of the Jordan.
那让我们先来看第一点，就是约旦河的属灵意义。
The River Jordan sits at the eastern border of the land of Canaan.
那约旦河是坐落在应许之地的东岸。
And in the Promised Land, the River Jordan is very significant.
那在应许之地，约旦河是非常重要的。
It was the place.When Israelite crossed over into the Promised Land,
那当时以色列人是过了约旦河才来到了应许地。
It was the place that John the Baptist baptized Jesus.
也是施洗约翰在那里来为耶稣施洗。
Then it was the place where the prophet Elisha began his ministry.
也同样是在约旦河，先知以利沙开始了他的侍奉。
The Jordan always symbolized.The end of something and the beginning of something else.
约旦河总是代表着一些事情的结束和另一些事情的开始。
So the Jordan is the end of Elijah's ministry, but it's the beginning of Elisha's ministry.
约旦河代表的是以利亚侍奉的结束，但它另外一面却代表的是以利沙侍奉的开始。
The river Jordan is the end of 40 years wandering in the wilderness for the Israelites.
那约旦河也代表了 以色列人在旷野游荡40年的结束。
But it was also the beginning of entering to the promised land.
但同时也代表了他们进入到应许之地的开始。
Elijah was a mentor and a father figure for Elisha.
对以利沙来说，以利亚是他的导师和他的父亲。
Elisha was called by Elijah into service.
当时是以利亚呼召以利沙来服侍。
And Elisha followed Elijah.
所以以利沙就起来跟随了以利亚。
He learned from him.
他向从他那里学。
Eventually, he became his successors.
那逐渐的，他就成为他的继任者。
When the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven,
当神要接以利亚升天的时候
，then Elijah was accompanying him.
当时以利沙正与他同行。
Along the way, Elijah told Elisha to stay behind.
那在这个路上呢，以利亚就告诉以利沙让他停留下来。
But Elisha insists to follow him.
但以利沙一直坚持要跟着以利亚同
行。The two of them travel from Gilgal to Bethel, then to Jericho, and finally to the River Jordan.
那他们俩人就从吉甲到了伯特利，到了耶利哥，最后来到了约旦河。
Standing by the Jordan.
当他们站在约旦河边，
Elijah took his mantle and struck the waters.
以利亚就将自己的外衣卷起来打水。
And the water parted here and there.
然后水就左右分开。
And they crossed over.
然后两人就过干地而行。
When they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha,
当他们过去之后，以利亚对以利沙说，
Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you.
我未曾被接去离开你，你要我为你做什么，只管求我。
And Elisha said, Please, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.
以利沙就说，愿感动你的灵加倍地感动我。
As they were going along and talking, suddenly there appeared a chariot of fire.
那他们正走着说话的时候，忽然有火车火马将二人隔开。
And which separate the two of them, and Elijah,went up by a whirlwind to heaven.
然后以利亚就乘旋风升天去了。
Now, of course, it still is such a shock to Elijah. Then he cried out.
那当然，这对以利沙来说是何等震惊的事情，所以他就大声的呼叫。
My father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen.
我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊。
And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces.
那以利沙就把自己的衣服撕成两半。
Elisha finally came to his personal Jordan.
那以利沙就来到了自己的约旦河。
His cry expressed a very deep sadness in his heart.
那他的这个呼求就表明出他心中那个非常深沉的那个悲哀。
Not only that he lost a mentor, a father figure, he lost the chariot and horsemen of Israel.
因为他所失去的不仅是他的导师，他的父亲，他所失去的也是以色列的战车和马兵。
As he stood by the bank of Jordan, his heart sank deeply into the Jordan.
就当他站在约旦河边的时候，他的心好像就深深地沉入到约旦河里。
His life was taken apart, just like the clothes was torn into two pieces.
他的生活就好像他的衣服一样被撕裂成为两半。
His entire life up to that point, including all his good and all his bad, was brought to an end.
他的一生包括其中的快乐和悲伤在那一刻都被终结。
He had Elijah when he crossed from the Jericho over to the east side.
那当他从耶利哥城来到东岸的时候呢，
来到西岸的时候，他 cross 到东岸，
来到西岸的时候，他是跟以利亚同去的。
Now he stood by the Jordan.But he had no way to cross it.
然而此刻他站在这个约旦河前，他却没有办法回去。
The teaching of Elijah could not bring him over.
以利亚的教导没有办法带他过约旦河。
His wisdom and his power could not bring him over.
他的智慧他的能力也都没有办法带他过河。
Unless God did a miracle, Elijah would not be able to cross that river.
除非神在此刻行一个神迹，要不然以利沙是没有办法过河的。
He was end of himself.
他就来到了自己的尽头。
This is the meaning of the Jordan.
这就是约旦河的属灵的意义。
When we come to the Jordan, we come to the end of ourselves.
当我们来到约旦河的时候，我们是来到自己的尽头。
We need God to do a miracle for us.
我们要神来为我们成就一个奇迹。
Brothers and sisters, the question is, have we come to our personal Jordan before?
但弟兄姐妹，今天的问题是我们是否曾来到过自己的尽头呢？
As Abraham stood in front of that altar he built on Mount Moriah,
当亚伯拉罕站在他在摩利亚所造的坛前的时候，
after bounding his son Isaac on top of that altar,
那他把以撒捆绑了放在坛上。
Unless God did a miracle,
除非神行一个神迹，
He would lose his own son.
那他就会失掉他自己的儿子。
He came to his personal Jordan.
所以在那一刻他来到了自己的约旦河。
During the wrestling with the Lord in Peniel,
当这个雅各在匹努以勒与神摔跤的时候，
Jacob said, I won't let you go unless you bless me.
雅各就说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
Jacob came to his personal Jordan.
雅各在那一刻也来到了他自己的约旦河边。
Peniel was his Jordan.
匹努以勒就是他的约旦河。
As Moses led his flock to Mount Horeb.
当摩西领着羊群来到何烈山的时候，
after he spent 40 years in the wilderness,
当时他已经在旷野放了40年的羊，
Mount Moreb was his personal Jordan.
那何烈山就是他的约旦河。
We don't have time to go through the characters to point out their personal Jordan.
我们没有时间把圣经上的人物一一列出来，指出哪里是他们的约旦河。
But every spiritual man has a personal Jordan.
但每一个属灵的人都有他们自己的约旦河。
I believe many of us today here, many of us have come to our personal Jordan in our life.
我想此刻所做的每一位弟兄姐妹，曾在我们过去的人生当中来到过自己的约旦河。
I said some.
有一些。
I also believe eventually all of us will come to our personal Jordan.
我也相信有一天我们每一个人都会经历自己的约旦河。
Is there anyone among us who are currently at your personal Jordan?
此刻有没有人正在自己的约旦河前？
Whether you have that experience in the past, or you will be come to that place in the future, or you are currently in your personal Jordan, you need to know how to cross it.
无论你是曾经来到过约旦河，还是你将来要到那里，或者是你现在正在约旦河边，你都需要知道如何才能够经过它。
At the desperation, Elijah again cried out.
那当他绝望的时候，以利沙就这样的呼求。
Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?
耶和华以利亚的神在哪里呢？
Elijah was aware. It was the God of Elijah that brought him over first time.
以利沙知道第一次是以利亚的神带他能够过河。
But now Elijah was no more.
但是现在以利亚已经不见了。
So the question in Elijah's heart, was the God of Elijah still present with me?
所以以利沙的问题就是以利亚的神是否还与我同在呢？
I think this is the very fundamental questions that we would have to answer when we are in our personal Jordan.
我想这是我们来到自己的约旦河前的时候都要来问的一个问题。
What's the God I heard about with me now?
我听过的神，我所听说过的神现在在这里吗？
He realized he has no one, no one there to help him.
他意识到在他的身边没有任何的人能来帮助他。
The only source of hope was the God of Elijah.
他所有的唯一的盼望就在以利亚的神那里。
Therefore he took the mantle of Elijah and struck the water and cried, Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?
所以他才取了以利亚身上掉下来的外衣，用它打水，然后呼求说，耶和华以利亚的神在哪里呢？
And the Jordan parted here and there, and Elijah crossed over.
然后约旦河就左右分开，以利沙就过去了。
As he crossed that river Jordan, Elijah gained the first hand experience of the power of resurrection.
那当以利沙这样的来过河的时候，他就能够亲自第一手的来经历到那复活的大能。
It was not just the opening of the Jordan, it was the opening of an entirely new way to reach the fullness.
那所谓他打开的不仅是约旦河，同样也是一条能够通往这个生命丰满的道路。
It was no longer the teaching from the prophet Elijah.
他所有的不再只是以利亚的这些教训。
It was a deep understanding that God of Elijah has become God of Elisha.
而是让他从心的深处知道以利亚的神如今成为了以利沙的神。
So this is the meaning of crossing the Jordan.
所以这就是经过约旦河的属灵的意义。
It is the experiential knowledge of the power of resurrection.
是对复活大能的亲身的经历。
If we combine these two part experiences,
那如果我们把这两部分的经历放在一起，
coming to the Jordan means we come to the end of ourselves and need a miracle from the Lord.
来到约旦河就是说我们来到自己的尽头，那一刻我们需要从神来的奇迹。
Crossing the Jordan means that we have an experiential knowledge of the power of resurrection.
那经过约旦河就是说我们对主的那个复活的大能有亲身的经历。
In short, coming to Jordan is death.
那简单来讲来到约旦河就是死。
And crossing the Jordan is resurrection.
经过约旦河就是复活。
This is exactly what Romans chapter 6 verse 5 says.
这就是罗马书六章第五节所讲到的。
If we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
This experience is none other than the experience of the cross of Calvary.
那这里所讲的经历就是在加略山上十字架的经历。
The Elijah's encounterAt Jordan left enduring impression in his life.
以利沙在约旦河的经历，在他一生当中都有持续的这个影响。
Affirming that all things spiritual can only be accomplished through the power of resurrection.
就让他能够确信属灵的事，唯有借着复活的大能才能成就。
The cross of Calvary shuts the door on those who rely solely on their own strength and power.
那这个加略山的十字架就让那些只依靠自己的力量的人把他们的门关上了。
We're opening the way for those who depend entirely on the Lord and not on themselves.
然而为他们打开的却是一条能够来倚靠神而不倚靠自己的门。
As he approached Jericho, the sons of prophet at Jericho saw him. They say, "The spirit of Elijah rests."On Elijah.
那当他来到耶利哥城的时候，住耶利哥的先知门徒看见他，就说：“感动以利亚的灵，感动以利沙了。”
This is example of passing the torch.
那这就是讲到如何来传承那个火炬。
From one generation to another generation.
从一代到另一下一代。
Brothers and sisters, if we are burdened for the passing of the torch, we need to know it took a miracle.
弟兄姐妹，若我们心中有负担来传承这个火炬，那我们应当知道需要神迹。
It is not automatic.
这个不是自然而然的。
It's not on autopilot.
这也不是好像自动能导航的。
It is very difficult.
这是非常难的一件事。
In fact, it takes a miracle.
事实上需要一个神迹。
Therefore, we cannot take anything for granted.
所以我们不能够理所当然。
If we want to pass the torch for a young person in our congregation, it takes a miracle.
如果我们要把这个见证的火炬传给在我们当中的一个年轻人，这需要一个神迹。
We want to pass to two young persons, it takes two miracles.
如果要把它传承给两个年轻人，需要两个神迹。
With this experiential knowledge of the power of resurrection, Elisha prepared.To address the issue of Jericho.
那当以利沙有了这个亲身的经历之后，他就预备好能够来解决耶利哥的问题。
Let's move to the second point, the meaning of Jericho.
那现在我们来看第二点，就是耶利哥的属灵意义。
Now, Jericho was the first city they conquered in the land of Canaan.
耶利哥是以色列人在迦南地所夺下的第一城。
Jericho was an inclusive representation.Of everything they encounter in Canaan.
那耶利哥就概括性的代表了以色列人在迦南所遇到的一切。
Jericho was very famous for his very impressive walls.
那耶利哥就以他的这个城墙而著称。
The walls of Jericho were so strong, and they could not be breached by conventional means.
那耶利哥的城墙是如此的坚固，借着这种通常的方法是没有办法攻破的。
So its inhabitants believe that because of their walls, they were invisible.
所以住耶利哥城的人，他们就以为因着自己这个坚固的城墙，他们是不可战胜的。
If the cross of Calvary represent the Jordan,
那如果说这个经过
the Jordan represent the cross of Calvary.
如果说这个约旦河代表的是加略山的十字架
，then the victory of the Calvary's the purpose can be seen in the conquest of Jericho.
那我们就借着攻克耶利哥城，让我们能够来窥见这个加略山得胜的这个目的。
Spiritually, Jericho is often alluded to a fortress or a stronghold.
那从属灵上来讲，耶利哥城所影射的就是一个山寨或保障。
They seem to be invincible, impenetrable.
那看起来这个城墙是不可攻克的。
It's a circumstances or obstacle that appears insurmountable.
那同样也代表的是那些不可胜过的环境或难处。
What is this invincible force?Fortress in our heart.
在我们的心中，这个不可胜过的这个坚城是什么呢
？What is the insurmountable circumstances in our lives?
在我们生活当中，那些不可胜过的环境是什么呢
？I think within each of us lies an invincible fortress.
我想在我们每一个人的里面都有一个不可胜过的这个山寨
a stronghold
或者一个保障
it's an insurmountable obstacle to the fullness of Christ
那这个就是那不可胜过的一个环境阻挡我们来得着生命的丰满
and this is the flesh
这就是肉体
the flesh is that fortress the obstacle that can be seemingly impossible to overcome
这个肉体就是那个看起来不可胜过的山寨或那个阻拦，让我们不能得着生命的丰富。
Then we need to ask, why is it necessary to overcome the flesh?
那现在我们就要问，为什么要胜过肉体呢
？Why is it necessary to overcome Jericho?
为什么要胜过耶利哥城呢？
Because the promised land is fullness of Christ.
因为应许地所代表的就是基督的丰满。
If they did not overcome Jericho, they cannot possess the promised land.
如果他们不胜过耶利哥城，他们没有办法来得着应许地。
In the same way, if we do not overcome the flesh, we cannot attain the fullness of Christ.
同样的，如果我们不胜过肉体的话，也没有办法得着基督的丰满。
No, the story of Achan gave us a very vivid example.
那亚干的故事就给我们一个鲜活的例子。
God told Israelite, when you destroy the Jericho, do not take any treasure.
那神就告诉以色列人，当你们灭了耶利哥城的时候，不要拿任何的东西。
But there was a soldier, his name was Achan.
但有这样一个战士，他的名字叫做亚干。
He took some treasure for himself.
他就留了一些掳物为自己所
用。He hid them in his own tent.
然后他把他们藏在自己的帐中。
So what was Achan doing?
那亚干所做的是什么呢？
He took the treasure that belonged to the Lord.
他所拿的那些掳物是属神的。
Then you say, why was that so serious?
那你说这有什么要紧的呢？
Because that's exactly what the flesh was doing every day.
因为这就是肉体在每一天所做的事情。
Our flesh every day in our life is doing just one thing, take what belongs to the Lord into yourself.
那肉体每一天所做的就是把属神的拿下来留给自己。
And Colossians said,Jesus should take the first place in everything.
格罗西告诉我们，神在凡事上要居首位。
But our flesh want to take that first place as well.
然而，我们的肉体也同样想得那首位。
If we read the story of Achan, we know how the Lord was angry about that.
如果我们读到亚干的故事，就知道神为此发了何等的烈怒。
And also the punishment given to Achan.
同样，亚干所得的这个惩罚是有何等的严重。
Do we realize we're doing that every day?
但我们意识到每一天我们所做的也是一样的事吗？
As long as the flesh is active in our heart, he's going to take the place of the Lord.
只要肉体在我们的心中是活的，他就要夺神的位置。
Every day,
每一天
，everything,
在每一件事情上
，every decision,
在每一个决定里面
，he wants to take that place.
肉体都想要来夺取神的位置。
Imagine if the Jesus cannot be that first place in your life, how can we reach that fullness of Christ?
想象一下，如果耶稣不是在我们的生命当中来居首位的话，我们如何能够达到丰满？
The way we can achieve that fullness is because Jesus sitting at that first place in our life.
我们之所以能够得着生命的丰满，是因为耶稣在我们的生命当中来居首位。
If Jesus sits at the first place in our life, we are on our way to the fullness of Christ.
如果耶稣是在我们的生命当中居首位，我们就在那一条通往生命丰满的路上。
But if we are like Achan, we take what belongs to the Lord.
但如果我们像亚干一样，从神那里取了本当属他的
，and keep to ourselves，
把那留给自己
，we will forever live in the state of once it was，
我们就会永远活在那个曾经的那个时间里面。
We can hear about the promised land，
我们能够听到关于应许地的事情。
We can talk about the promised land，
我们也可以讨论关于应许地的事情。
We can study the promised land，
我们也可以学习一切关于应许地的事情。
But we will continue to live in the state of once it was，
但我们所活在的就是那曾经的时间里。
We cannot let the flesh take control of our life，
我们不应让肉体来控制我们的生活。
We cannot let the flesh to take that first place that belonged to the Lord，
我们也不当让肉体夺取那本当属神的首位。
But how do we recognize that the flesh is taken the first place？
但我们如何认出是否是肉体在居首位呢？
When Elisha came to the city of Jericho，
当以利沙来到耶利哥城的时候，
They came and report to him a problem.
他们耶利哥城的人来告诉他一个问题。
The situation of Jericho is pleasant, but the water is bad and the land is unfruitful.
这城的地势美好，只是水恶劣，土产不熟而落。
The water of Jericho affects their crops.
这个耶利哥城的水就影响了他们的农作物。
They have everything else going for them.
凡事对他们来说都是顺利的。
So they work very hard, they labor, they cultivate the tent, they watch over their crops.
所以他们努力的做工，耕种、培育、细心的照料。
They see some success along the way.
那在过程当中，他们看到一些成绩。
But up to a degree, then the everything stopped, the end in a failure.
然后到了一个地步之后，所有的成绩全都停止，他们最终是失败的。
The works of the flesh required energy.
那肉体的这个工作需要很多的劳力。
But it always failed to reach the end.
但终究总会失败。
Apostle Paul called this vanity.
那使徒保罗称这个就为虚空。
The vanity is the curse pronounced over the flesh.
那虚空就是落在肉体上的咒诅。
It's just like the curse was pronounced by Joshua over Jericho.
就好像当时约书亚来咒诅耶利哥城一样。
So there was a curse called vanity was pronounced over the flesh.
所以在肉体之上有一个咒诅就叫做虚空。
So the way we can sense that the flesh is working in our heart is that we will see vanity.
所以我们能够来明白，有肉体在我们心中，就是当我们看到虚空的时候。
Brothers and sisters, this is important for us to know.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道这件事情。
We must have the sensitivity about the vanity of this world.
我们应当对这个世界的虚空有一颗敏感的心。
If we see the vanity in our life,
如果在我们的生活当中我们看到了虚空
，then we know that the flesh is working hard in our life.
那我们就能够知道，肉体正在我们的生活的里面掌权。
It's not only a human being subject to this curse. The whole creation are subject to this curse.
那不仅只有人类，一切的受造之物都落在这个咒诅的下面。
The first generation of Israelites that came out of Egypt triumphantly.
当时以色列人是浩浩荡荡地出了埃及地。
They saw the mighty hands of the Lord.
他们看到神大能的手。
They were led by the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
他们一路跟随着云柱火柱。
They feast upon the heavenly manna.
他们也吃那从天降下来的灵粮。
They had some successes along the way.
在一路当中，他们有些许的成绩。
But eventually they faded in the wilderness.
然而最终他们却在旷野失败。
After 38 years of wandering in the wilderness,
他们在旷野这样游行了38年。
In the end, all is vanity for them.
然而最终对他们来说却只有空虚。
Their lives were unfruitful.
他们的生命没能结出任何的果子。
Not because they didn't spend time and energy.
并不是说他们没有任何的劳力。
Because their work, their effort was the work of the flesh.
而是因为他们所努力的全都出自于肉体
which was under the curse of vanity.
这些肉体的工作是落在这个虚空的咒诅的下面。
If we are unfruitful, then we have a problem with the flesh.
若我们的劳力没有结果的话，那我们就出了有了这个肉体的问题。
Now we see the meaning of these two things, the meaning of Jordan, the resurrection, the power of resurrection.Meaning of Jericho, the flesh.
那现在我们就看到了这两件事情的属灵的意义。那约旦河的属灵的意义就是这个复活，然后还有这个耶利哥的属灵的意义就是肉体。
How do we come from once it was to now?
那我们现在如何能够从过去到现在呢
？How do we overcome the flesh by the power of His resurrection?
我们如何能够借着他复活的大能来胜过肉体呢
？Let's learn from The Israelites.
那我们要从以色列的人身上来学。
Number one, become obedience to the word of God.
第一，要来顺服神的话。
This is the very first. We must hold on to this.
这是第一步，我们要牢牢地抓住。
If we want to overcome the flesh by His power, then hold on.To the word of God.
如果我们要借着他的大能来胜过肉体的话，我们要牢牢抓住他的话语。
This is how Jesus Christ overcome his own flesh.
这是耶稣如何胜过他自己的肉体。
He said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God."
他说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
This is exactly how the Lord Jesus overcame his own flesh and defeat the devil.
这是耶稣自己如何胜过了肉体，能够来击败了仇敌。
As Israelite has crossed the Jordan, Joshua led them in a very unique attack on the city of Jericho.
当以色列人过了约旦河的时候，约书亚引导他们以奇特的一个方式来攻倒这个耶利哥城。
God commanded Joshua to have the Israelite army march around the city for 6 days with 7 priests carry 7 trumpets made from ram's horns.
神就让约书亚领导以色列人跟着7个祭司拿着7个羊角每日绕城一次，6日都要这样行。
On the 7th day, they marched around the city 7 times before the priests sounded their trumpets. And the army let out a loud shout, which resulted in the walls of Jericho crumbling down.
到了第七日，他们把城绕了7次。到了第7次，祭司吹角的时候，百姓大声的呼喊，城墙应声坍塌。
Then Israelites invade the city, killing all its inhabitants and burning the city to the ground.
那百姓便上去进城，夺取将城夺取，又将城中所有的都用刀杀尽，并用火将城和其中所有的都焚烧了。
The victory of Jericho did not come from their own strength and power.
耶利哥城的得胜不在乎以色列人自己的勇力。
But rather their willingness to obey the word of God.
而在于他们愿意来顺从神的话。
That's the only thing they did.
那就是他们所做的唯一的事情。
You think about the whole story, the whole battle. The only thing the Israelites did was obey the word of the Lord. Nothing else.
我们想一想耶利哥城的战士，以色列人所做的唯一的事就是来顺服神的话，他们没有做其他任何的事。
On that day, they lived on the every word proceed out of the mouth of God.
在那一天，他们活着所靠的是神口里所出的一切的话。
If we want to overcome the flesh by the power of His resurrection, this is needed.
如果我们要借着他复活的大能来胜过肉体的话，这是必须的。
Live on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
就是靠神口里所出的一切话而活。
Secondly,If we do so, if we do live on every word out of his mouth, then his word will lead us to a union of his death.
那第二就是，如果我们能够在凡事上顺，如果我们是靠着他的话的活，他就要带领我们与他的死的形状联合。
Become united in his likeness of death.
就是要与他死的形状联合。
No, the act of marching around the city of Jericho once a day for 6 days was a remarkable demonstration of unwavering faith.
你知道六天每天一次绕耶利哥城而行是表现出了他们心中那波澜不惊的信心。
Day after day, they march around the city and nothing seems to happen.
每一天他们都绕城一次，然而外面来看却没有发生任何的事情。
Nothing seems to change over the day before.
好像一天过了一天，没有任何的事情改变。
Despite the lack of visible progress, the Israelites persisted in their daily march without faltering.
然而虽然外边看不出任何的情况，以色列人一天一天如此的绕行却没有任何的犹豫。
On the seventh day, 第七天 they march once, twice, thrice, four times, five times, six times, seven times.
他们绕城一次两次三次四次五次六次七次。
Without any sign of progress.
没有任何这个得胜的迹象。
It would help a little bit if one brick was falling down from the Jericho, right? Such encouragement.
如果他们能够看到耶利哥城墙上有一块砖头掉下来，对他们来说都是一个大的鼓舞。
If I can see that a narrow row of brick coming down out of Jericho, then I would have more energy to continue to march.
如果在看到上边好像有一个绳子下来的话，他就心中会有得到更多的鼓舞，继续的来绕城。
But they did not see any sign of progress for 6 day and for 7 day and for the 7th round. After the 7th round, the Jericho was the same as before.
然而每天绕城一次，六天过去，第七天绕城七次之后，却没有看到任何的迹象。
At this point, you can say that their faith was misplaced.
也许你会说，到了这时，他们的信心好像落在了一个错误的地方。
They are unfruitful.
是没有任何结果的。
Nevertheless, their faith continued to grow.And expand, reaching its pinnacle at the 7th round of the 7th day.
然而，他们的信心却一天一天的增长，在第七天绕城第七次的时候达到顶峰。
When their faith had matured and reached to its fullness, the Israelites expressed it with a loud shout, despite the absence of any signs of victory.
当他们的信心能够达到成熟的时候，以色列人就能够大声的呼喊，即便那时他们没有看到任何得胜的迹象。
Friend, sister, their faith showcased a level of faith that was unseen in their history.
弟兄姐妹，以色列人在那一刻表现出来的信心，在他们此前是不曾有过的。
You know, as they marched during the 7 days.
当他们在第七天绕城的时候
，Where were their emotions？
你能看到他们的情感吗
？Where were their feelings？
你能看到他们的感觉吗
？Brother and sister, if you were there for 6 days, what would you? How would you feel？
弟兄姐妹，如果你在那里待了六天的话，你会怎么想呢？
Their emotions and feelings seem to abandon them.
好像他们的情感和感觉已经离开他们。
They seem to be a people without emotions and feelings.
他们看起来像一群没有情感、没有感觉的人一样。
A remarkable resemblance of death.
那他们在身上有何等奇妙的一个像死一样的这个迹象？
The union in the likeness of his death.
就是与他在死的形状上联合。
Emotions no longer play.
情感不再彰显出来。
Feeling no longer play.
感觉也不再在他们里面。
How often we are driven by our own emotions and our feelings.
有我们常常被自己的情感和感觉所驱使。
But during those 7 days,
然而在那七天里面
They're nowhere to be found.
在他们的里面却看不到情感和感觉。
The flesh was nowhere to be found that time.
在那时在他们里面找不到肉体。
Only then God intervened and confirmed the power of resurrection.
到那时神以复活的大能插手为他们的信心和顺从来证明。
Vindicating their faith and obedience.
就为他们的信心和顺从来证明。
If we live on every word proceed out of the mouth of God, He will lead us into a place called death.
如果我们靠着神口中所出的一切话而生活的话，他会带我们进入死亡。
If we become united in the likeness of His death, then we will be united.In the likeness of his resurrection.
若我们与他在复活的与他在死的形状上联合，我们也要能够与他在复活的形状上联合。
To illustrate this point, we'll look at Elijah's curing of the water of Jericho.
那如为了更好的来讲这一点，我们要来看以利沙是如何的来治好了这个耶利哥城的水。
The Elijah, the person, embodied the power of resurrection.
那以利沙就表现出来这个神复活的大能。
And this came from his own experience of coming to Jordan and crossing the Jordan.
这来自于他来到自己的约旦河并能够过去。
Then Jordan was the foundation of his life and services.
约旦河是他生命和侍奉的根基。
As a result, Elisha was no longer constrained by the vanity.
所以因此以利沙不再受这个虚空的辖制。
Now he could come to this Jericho under the curse of vanity, but he was not affected.
他来到这个受咒诅、受虚空所咒诅的耶利哥城，然而他却不受影响。
So likewise, today you and I live in a war of vanity.
同样，我们今天也生活在这个与虚空的征战当中。
How can we live in this world without being affected by the vanity?
那我们如何能够活在这个世上而不受虚空的影响呢？
We need the power of His resurrection.
我们就需要他复活的大能。
With this power, we can live in the context of vanity without being affected by it.
那若有这复活的大能，我们能够活在这个虚空的世界当中而不受其影响。
So after hearing the people of Jericho, and Elisha said, "Bring me a new jar and fill with salt."
那听到耶利哥城的人讲了这个情况之后，以利沙就说：“拿一个新瓶来装盐给我。”
Then he just tossed the salt into the waters.
他就把这个盐倒到水源里。
And proclaiming that the Lord had purified the waters, bringing an end to unfruitfulness.
他就说耶和华治好了这水，不再使地土不生产。
Salt symbolizes incorruptibility.
那盐所代表的就是那个不可朽坏的能力。
Standing steadfastly against corruption.
这个能够来完全的抵挡腐朽。
And the resurrection life of Jesus is the ultimate challenges to the bondage of corruption.
耶稣基督复活的大能能够完全胜过虚空和他朽坏所带来的这个捆绑。
It is the resurrection life of Jesus that overcome the flesh.
那是耶稣基督复活的大能来胜过了肉体。
Therefore, we need to all ask what Elijah asked: Bring me a new jar filled with salt.
所以我们所当问的正是以利沙当时所问的，拿一个新瓶来装盐给我。
A new jar filled with salt overcomes the power of the flesh.
因为这个装着盐的新瓶能够来胜过肉体的能力。
And Elijah himself is that new jar.
以利沙自己就是那个新瓶。
Because he crossed the Jordan.
因为他经过了约旦河。
Because he knew the power of his resurrection.
因为他知道耶稣复活的大能。
Because he no longer lived under the curse of vanity.
因为他不再活在这虚空的咒诅下面。
Brothers and sisters, unless you and I cross the Jordan.
弟兄姐妹，若你我没有能够经过约旦河。
It is difficult to contain the resurrection life in us.
那我们是很难能够在里边来盛装复活的大能。
It is hard for the life of Christ reach the fullness.
也很难让基督的生命在我们里面达到丰满。
And the new jar is likened to the new creation.
这个新瓶所代表的就是新的生命。
This creation was founded on the cross.
那这个新人是因着十架而生。
Sustained by resurrection life.
从复活的大能得着供应。
Empowered.By the Holy Spirit,
也从圣灵能够得着能力。
It is very clear that Elisha typified the power of Christ's resurrection.
以利沙是非常清晰的预表了基督复活的大能。
Exemplifying life's triumph over death,
也显明了生命如何胜过死亡。
In conclusion, I'd like to bring this whole story and look.Through the New Testament lens.
那作为结论，我们要把这个故事带到新约，从新约的眼光来看它。
Specifically, the relationship with Romans chapter 6, chapter 7, and chapter 8.
那特别我们要来看这个故事和罗马书六七八章有什么样的关系。
I believe almost everyone here have read or studied the book of Romans before.
那我想在座的应该都读过罗马书的六罗马书。
Personally, I believe Roman is the hardest book for me to study.
那对我个人来说，罗马书是最难读的一本。
Right. Roman chapter 6 is the story of the Jordan.
罗马书第六章讲到的就是约旦河的故事。
He gave all the detail of the truth of coming across the Jordan.
那在那里就讲到关于如何来到并经过约旦河一切的细节和真理。
It gave a lot of detail.
在那里讲到很多的细节。
A lot of truth.
和很多的真理。
It's all about crossing the Jordan.
都是讲到如何来过约旦河。
What about chapter 7?
那第七罗马书第七章呢？
Chapter 10 was a difficult chapter.
第七章是非常难读的一章。
Because we see the futility of man's effort.
因为我们看到人的努力是多么的无助。
Why was chapter 7 there?
为什么第七章要放在那里呢？
Because the chapter 7 is Jericho.
因为第七章所讲到的是耶利哥。
Jericho came after the Jordan.
耶利哥是在约旦河之后。
Without the resurrection life, there's no way you can overcome the flesh.
若没有复活的生命，你没有办法胜过肉体。
Therefore, after the Jordan is Jericho.
因此，过了约旦河之后才是耶利哥。
The whole chapter 7 is telling us how insurmountable obstacle this is.
所以第七章讲到的就是这个困难是多么的不可胜过。
How invisible this fortress is!
讲到这个的山寨是如何的不可战胜。
That's why we need chapter 6.
这是为什么我们需要第六章。
Only the Jordan can overcome Jericho.
因为唯有约旦河能够胜过耶利哥。
Then come the glorious chapter 8.
然后就来到那荣耀的第八章。
If you go through the Jordan,
如果你过了约旦河,
then you can overcome the flesh by the resurrection.
那你借着复活就能够胜过肉体。
And you will enter into the fullness, the glory in chapter 8.
那你就能够进入到第八章的丰满和荣耀当中。
Brothers and sisters, it's worthwhile to reread chapter 6, chapter 7, and chapter 8.
弟兄姐妹，我们应当好好的来读罗马书第六、第七和第八章。
And with the story of Elisha in view.
如果我们能够从这个以利沙的故事为背景。
He asked the Lord to give us that the same desire to know him and the power of his resurrection.
来求主给我们这样的一个盼望，来认识他，晓得基督复活的大能。
Even we have passed our personal Jordan before.
即便我们过去曾经过自己的约旦河。
We can still have that same desire as Apostle Paul.He still want to know him and the power of his resurrection at the end of his life.
我们仍能同使徒保罗一样，在他生命的尽头仍愿认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
If we never had the personal Jordan before,
如果我们以前没有经历过约旦河，
this is the preparation for it.
这对我们来说就是一个很好的预备。
Because one day, there will be one day, you will get to your personal Jordan.
因为有一天你会来到自己的约旦河边。
You need to know how to cross that.
你应该知道如何的来过去。
You need to know how to live on every word proceeds out of the mouth of God.
你应该知道如何能够靠着神口里所出的一切话而活。
And that faith obedience will lead into a place called death.
那顺从和信心能够来带你进入到死。
You become united in the likeness of his death.
你就与他在死的形状上联合。
Then God will intervene at that point.
然后神就会插手。
And you will have experiential knowledge of the power of resurrection.
那你就会亲自来经历他复活的大能。
Brothers and sisters, this is not about a teaching.
弟兄姐妹，这不是一个教训。
The teaching will never get Elisha across that river.
教训永远没有办法让以利沙过约旦河。
Elisha has to lift that mantle and cry.Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?
以利沙要拿起以利亚的外衣来呼求以利亚的神在哪里呢？
And the Jordan parted, and he crossed over.
然后约旦河就会分开，他就能过去。
Then you become a new jar.
那你就会成为一个新瓶。
And the resurrection life in us can now grow.
然后在我们里面的那个复活的生命才能够成长。
It's no longer under the curse of vanity anymore.
它就不在这个虚空的咒诅下边。
We're out of that limitation and constraint.
我们也脱离了这个局限。
What a wonderful things to do.
这是何等美妙的一件事。
May the Lord encourage all of us.
愿主能够鼓励我们每一个人。
We can forget everything in the past.
让我们能够忘掉过去的一切。
Then we press on forward.
好叫我们努力向前。
Toward the goal.
能够向着标杆直跑。
May the Lord encourage every one of us, young and old.
愿主鼓励我们每一位在座的，不论年长或年轻。
To know the path.
能够来知道什么是那曾经的。
The path is very clear.
因为那知道那条路，那个路是非常清楚的。
Let's learn from the Israelites.
让我们能够从以色列的人身上学习。
We will be unwavering about the word of the Lord.
让我们向着神的话能够没有任何的风浪。
Regardless what we see and heard.
无论我们所听到所看到的是什么。
When we come to that point.
当我们来到那一点的时候。
God will intervene.
神会插手的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, thank you for this time.
主，我们为着这样的时间感谢你。
And we commit this word into your hands.
我们把这样的话放在您的手中。
I want to pray for those who experience their personal Jordan at this time.
我们为着那些此刻在自己约旦河前的人来祷告。
We pray that this word will be an encouragement to them.
我们祷告，愿这话语能够成为他们的鼓励。
So that we would persist like the Israelites at the time.
好叫我们能够与当时的以色列人一样的来持守。
Live on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
能够靠着神口里所出的一切话来活。
Bring us to a place of death.
主，求你也带我们进入到死。
And we'll see the Jordan parted for us.
让我们能够看到约旦河在我们面前分开。
We have the experiential knowledge of power of His resurrection.
让我们能够来亲自经历他复活的大能。
Father, we thank you for made all the provision for Elijah.
父，我们为着你为以利沙所预备的一切感谢你。
And that provision is available for us now.
因为那个供应今天也同样为我们所预备。
We pray that each of us.Will appropriate what's made available for us today.
愿我们每一个人都能够知道今天我们所拥有的是什么。
So that we will have that faith to continue.
所以让我们得着这样的信心来继续向前。
We have that obedience to persist.
让我们有这样的顺从能够来持守。
We thank you for your grace and mercy.
我们为着您的恩典和怜悯感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。